It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Already seen a little pushback on my comment that I made just kind of off the cuff in our last segment, that if a trade was proposed straight up, Jackson Merrill for Paul Skeens, I think the Pirates would do it, and I think the Padres would not. But that's because I think a position player is just more valuable. Also, Jackson Merrill is younger than Paul Skeens. He's a year younger, and you don't have as much of an injury risk with a position player as a pitcher. We've seen dominant pitchers, you know, young like Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood with electric arms, right. But is he really going to be able to do it day, you know, every 5 days for the next 10 years? Are you ready to commit to a 10-year contract for Paul Skeens right now?
Because I'm about ready to commit to that for Jackson
exactly,
Merrill.
Exactly. And I'm not trying to take anything away. Paul Skeens has been amazing. I mean, he might be the best pitcher in baseball already.
It doesn't always have to be a competition.
And it doesn't have to be a competition. But it also got me looking ahead at the schedule, and Jeff in our chat kind of pointed out, because I had been under the impression that Skeens was going to start the series opener against the Padres coming up on Tuesday. But the Pirates have announced their upcoming rotation, and they have announced that Paul Skeens will actually start this Sunday against the Arizona Diamondbacks at PNC Park, which means he will miss the series against the San Diego Padres on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now, you can think whatever you want about that. You can be disappointed that you're not going to see a head-to-head matchup between the Padres and Paul Skeens. For a team that's trying to chase a playoff spot, I'll tell you this. You'd rather miss Paul Skeens than get Paul Skeens. But if you follow that out, that would mean that Skeens would then likely throw on Saturday against the Dodgers. They have an off day on Monday, three against the Padres. And if they keep their rotation order, he'd throw Saturday against the Dodgers, and then the Padres would miss him again when they come to Petco Park the following week, because he wouldn't be able to pitch until after that series. So there is now
6 games in 8 days against the same team.
Yep.
And you missed their ace both
and
times.
There's a good chance the Padres will now not face Paul Skeens in either of those two series coming up. Maybe a fortuitous break from the baseball gods, or maybe not. I have no idea how it's going to play out, but I do know that the Diamondbacks, who are red hot and right on the heels of the San Diego Padres, and won again last night, they are going to have to face Paul Skeens on Sunday. And the Dodgers, who are now just 4.5 games ahead of the Padres, they will likely have to face Paul Skeens the following weekend. And the Padres could very well miss Paul Skeens in all 6 games that they have in their season series against the Pittsburgh Pirates, which will all be played within the next 2 weeks. Both at Pittsburgh and here in San Diego. So maybe the gods smiling down on the Padres. We'll see how it actually plays out on the field. But this wild card race remains really tight. 4 of the 6 top teams last night won again, including the Diamondbacks, who beat the Washington Nationals 5-4. They held on despite 2 more runs allowed in a save situation by Paul Sewald. And he has not been pitching well. In fact, the thinking is that he may have lost his closer's job with the Arizona Diamondbacks. They may go with their new A.J. Puck acquisition, who's closed before. He came in the sixth inning yesterday, but Seawald hadn't been getting the job done lately. Didn't cost him the game, though, as they went on and swept the Washington Nationals, or won again against the Washington Nationals last night. Cardinals are hot. The Tommy Pham acquisition is paying immediate dividends after his grand slam in his debut on Tuesday. He went 3-for-4 with a 2-run double as they crushed the Rangers 10-1. So the Cardinals still right behind the San Diego Padres. The Braves won. They beat the Brewers 6-2. Craig mentioned it on the roundtable yesterday. When I said the Braves could be the team that slips, he said, well, watch out. Matt Olson is heating up. He hasn't had a really good season, but he had 51 homers last year. And if he gets hot, he can put the Braves on his back. Well, he had two more home runs yesterday, so he is heating up. That could be big for the Braves. They're a half game up on the Padres in the wild card race. The Mets did lose. The Twins did avoid a sweep with an 8-3 win, helped everybody out, and temporarily at least knocking the Mets out of the wild card position and moving the Diamondbacks into that third position in the wild card race. And then the Pirates lost yesterday to the Astros 5-4 as the Astros avoided the sweep, erasing a 4-0 deficit. So Padres currently in that second wild card spot. Just a half a game behind the Braves for the first wild card spot. So it's really, really tight right now. However,
you really are on like full scoreboard watch already, aren't you?
Yeah, but even like Don Orsillo was saying last night during the broadcast.
Caught that.
He's watching the scoreboard now, and Mudd said, why not? This is kind of fun. At this point, we know who you're cheering for and who you're cheering against. It's pretty obvious. You know, who the top contenders are for the National League playoff spot. So, yeah, Braves up a half game on the Padres, or up a half game on the Diamondbacks. Those are your top three. Then the Mets a half game back. The Cardinals a game and a half back of the Diamondbacks. And the Pirates 2.5 games back of the Diamondbacks. And then the Giants are kind of on the fringe and at 4.5, and the Reds at 5.5 out in the playoff race right now. Not that they're out of it, but they'd have to get exceptionally hot to make a run right now. But those are your six teams. Keep the scoreboard watching going probably for the next couple of months, which is not great for the stress levels when you're constantly doing it. But I've kind of jumped in, and now it's hard to stop doing it now that I've started my nightly scoreboard watching to see who I'm cheering for and against every night.
15 games coming up in the next couple of weeks. 3 against the Rockies at home. 3 on the road in Pittsburgh. 3 on the road in Miami. Back home for 3 against the Pirates, and then on the road for 3 against the Rockies. Now, anything goes at Coors Field, but man, there are a lot of winnable ball games in those next 15.
Every time
and
we
have to take advantage of that.
Every time we think that, Paulie, that's when the ground seems to give way beneath the Padres.
The magnetic pole back to 500.
Yeah,
no,
but
I think this team has played over the last couple of weeks better than they have played in couple of years.
You're right. I mean, 15 games, and you got three series against last place teams.
Like, anything less than 10-5 would be, I would say, a slight disappointment.
And then the Pirates, they're not a bad team. They're 2 games above 500. They're still chasing
a
playoff spot. But you're a better team, and if the math holds, you're missing their stud rookie star pitcher in both of those series. I mean, yes, this is a chance for the Padres, 10-5, at least get up to 13 games, 14 games above 500 somewhere. This is a chance to make some hay, maybe even gain some ground on the Dodgers. And by the way, that's a race as well. Before I get into that, we need a contestant for Real or Fake. Going to play our game here in about 2 minutes. So if you want to get online, give us a call right now. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We talked about it yesterday, a little bit on the roundtable as well. The Padres, with the 2-game sweep of the Dodgers, have officially brought the National League West into play.
100%.
4.5 games back, and they now have the tiebreaker if it ends up with the same record as the Dodgers at the end of the season. They were on a tightrope. Really, if they'd lost either of those two and were 6.5 back, or they got swept and they were 8.5, I'd say, all right, you're focusing on the wild card now. But at 4.5, The NL West is still in play. And by the way, if the NL West is still in play, then a first-round bye in the playoffs is also still in play because the Milwaukee Brewers, who lead the Central, are even closer to the Padres than the Dodgers are. So if you can chase down the Dodgers, you can certainly chase down the Brewers. And right now, I mean, shooting for the moon.
Just think about how I was talking about how critical these next 2 weeks are, 3 weeks, whatever. The 15-game stretch where you're playing the Rockies, the Marlins, and the Pirates.
You gotta shave a couple of games off.
I'm looking at the Dodgers in that same stretch. They got to play. They go up to
A's,
Oakland.
Yeah,
that shouldn't be a problem for them. But then they got the Phillies. They got the Pirates with Paul Skeens, as we just talked about, and then they got four games against the Brewers.
Okay.
So they have a much tougher next 15
games. These next 2-plus weeks for the San Diego Padres are critical when it comes to the NL West race. Well, both the NL West and the wild card.
It's not going to determine the season, of course, but it will determine whether or not you really have a shot at making a run for the division or...
Let's just say this. If you keep playing the way you've been playing, the Padres... And they continue to roll against that kind of schedule. And the Dodgers play the way they've been playing, which hasn't been great. Bullpen hasn't been good. Their lineup is missing a bunch of stars. And they're playing that kind of schedule. There's certainly the possibility that the Padres could even catch the Dodgers in the next 2 weeks. We could be talking in mid-August about a net in the National League West.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
But again, this is the Padres we're talking about. And just when you think you've got them figured out, something unexpected happens. So we're just throwing it into the universe.
That was before.
The Rally Roach.
Pre-Rally Roach.
Pre-Rally Roach. Love that guy. It's an exciting time to be a Padres fan.
Sure is, man. I was talking last night with Megan. She just goes, this team just feels so much more fun. And I go, yeah, 100%. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Profar and just the vibes, Jackson Merrill injecting some fun energy, that young rookie energy, but this team has no quit. They just are so much fun. We've had so many more fun moments with 7 walkouts along with everything else, like a no-hitter and everything else going on surrounding this team. It has been so much fun to watch, and I can't wait for these last 2 months of the regular season.
All right, we got Adam Jones coming up at the bottom of the hour. Don't do this as a head, but right now, let's play our Throwback Thursday game. It's time for a little Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, here's what we're playing for, and let's go with, I see, Ollie, you there? Check, check, 1, 2.
Hey, hello.
Can anyone hear my voice? Next, let's go try Bill. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, congratulations, Bill. He was prepared.
Ollie's loss is your gain.
All right, Bill, you're our contestant today. If you can get 4 of our 7 right in Real or Fake, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing, which is coming up in just a couple of days. 2-night stay at the Rio Las Vegas, dinner for 2, a day bed at the Rio Pool. The Rio is back. New ownership, newly remodeled rooms, 4 new pools, a brand new food hall. You can book now at riolasvegas.com. All right, I hope you know a little bit about some American history today. For Real or Fake.
Oh, gosh.
With vice presidential nominees in the news this week, I thought I'd test your knowledge of history. Today on Real or Fake, I'll give you a name. You tell me if they were a real vice president of the United States of America or if it's a fake. In this case, it's the actual name of one of the Marvel Avengers. So not their nickname, but like their their human name. Vice president or Avenger.
Well, Bill, unfortunately, usually we'll get some help with Woodsy.
You aren't going to get much help.
I can't help you because I have to
know the
answers.
So yeah, you're on your own today, Bill.
Woodsy wouldn't have helped you at all anyways.
All right, so round one, remember, real is a vice president, fake is an Avenger. Round one.
Okay.
James Rhodes, real or fake vice president? Bill?
Let's go real.
Real. No, that's Rhodey. That's Iron Man's friend, War Machine, is James Rhodes.
Oh.
Sorry, that's okay.
Obviously.
0-1. Round two. Charles Curtis, real or fake vice president? Charles Curtis.
Let's go real.
Real. Yes, Herbert Hoover's vice president back in the 1920s during the Depression. All right, One for you as we go to round number three. Garrett Hobart, real or fake Vice President of the United States? Bill?
I'm going to go real.
Real. Yeah, that was one of William McKinley's vice presidents. I think he may have died in office. Sorry, Garrett. Rest in peace. All right, that's two.
Shout out to his family.
Doing pretty well. All right, let's go to round number four. William Wheeler. William Wheeler, Bill. Real or fake vice president?
Let's go fake.
Fake. Yeah, it does sound kind of marvelous, doesn't it? No, that was Rutherford B. Hayes's vice president back in the 1800s. That's all right. You're still alive. We've got two correct. We got three left, so you need to get two of the last three. Let's go with Hannibal Hamlin. Hannibal Hamlin, real or fake vice president, Bill?
I heard that name. Gosh darn it. I'm going to go real.
You're going to go real. You know why? You've heard it. He was Abraham Lincoln's vice president. So very good. Okay. That means you are just one correct answer away from qualifying. All right, here we go. James Barnes. James Barnes, Bill.
Fake.
Fake, yeah. That is James Buchanan Barnes, Bucky, Captain America's best friend. And you are a winner today. The last one was going to be Samuel Wilson, which is also fake. That is Falcon and the new Captain America. So congratulations, Bill. You have conquered real or fake, and you have qualified for our grand prize drawing. Stay on the line, stay on hold. Paulie will get to you in a couple of minutes during our break to get all your information to make sure you get into our drawing. So well done. All right, we've got Don't Do This coming up before Adam Jones joins us. Had an incident a couple of days ago with a radio host who was broadcasting live from Tennessee Titans training camp. And this is
wild.
This is the kind of thing that gives me kind of like the stress nightmares about being like a radio host on remote. If something like this ever happened to us at Padres spring training, we will play the audio for you and give you the fallout of what happened. Coming up next on Don't Do This, after a check of traffic with Kelly Danik. Don't go away. More Bennett Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Don't do this.
I got a little surprise for you, you know what I'm saying?
Don't do this.
Listen, if I've said something bad, I mean, tell me I'm a bad boy. You know, just tell me I'm a bad boy.
Why? Just why?
I get the argument. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm not a moron.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Don't do this.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. Kraft Taco is some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thekrafttaco.com and take a look at their happy hour specials today, thekrafttaco.com. And this first story is something that I think you're always, as a radio host, and if you're on remote and you're broadcasting at a team facility, as we do every year at spring training, fantasy camp's a little more relaxed, but, well, actually, this actually happened to me during
fantasy. You're a nerd, too.
That was fantasy camp, bud.
with full expletives.
In fact,
yeah,
in fact, so it's more likely that this will happen at fantasy camp with a bunch of morons running around there like us.
Buck Reesing of the Buck Reesing Show in Tennessee had his own Goose Gossage moment, but it involved Titans star Jeffrey Simmons.
This is outstanding.
Who had taken umbrage, I guess. I don't know why he's watching, but Reesing is kind of tweeting out, you know, some things critical, a little bit of what he's watching on the field of Jeffrey Simmons, and, you know, saying, hey, he's going to step up. And apparently the word gets back to Jeffrey Simmons, who is not happy about what this radio host is tweeting about him. So Reesing is doing his live show, and he's about to sit down with another guest from the Tennessee Titans. But then Simmons comes up, and while he's live on the air, he starts airing his grievances, including calling the radio host live on the air P-word. Paulie's edited it a little bit, so we can play it on the radio, and you can kind of hear he's not on the microphone. He's just kind of
sitting at the table. You know, fold-up table under a tent, doing a radio show, and they're welcoming a player on. Like, you know, hey, yeah, Manny Machado joins us next. And then imagine, like, Jake Cronenworth walks by and starts screaming at us.
Yeah, and this is
what's going on, Jeff? Well, Jeff, do you want to sit down? We can talk whenever you want to talk. Jeff? We'll deal with that later. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Jeff, I mean, we're on the air right now.
You do a lot of talk on social media.
I'm right here, Jeff. We can talk anytime you want to. Unbelievable.
We got to make that happen.
Well, we'll deal with that later on. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Jeff, if you want to sit down and talk about this, we can talk about this.
I'm telling you, stop talking on social media. Talk to me.
I'm talking to you right here. Jeff, we tried to talk to you last week. I'm being rude to Roger. We'll deal with you later. Roger, what's going on?
Now, we caught one. Paulie edited it. We had to dump another one. I guess he hit it twice in his rant. But, yeah, stop talking about me on social media. I mean, you got a big NFL guy in your face. I thought the host, Buck, handled it fairly well, you know, trying to, hey, well, let's talk about it. And apparently they did afterwards. They got together, and Jeffrey Simmons actually yesterday issued an apology, said he's sorry that, you know, did it. He now understands where you're coming from. You're doing a job. Said, that's not who I am. Felt bad about the language that he used. He doesn't want to be seen that way. And they talked it out, and I guess everything is okay now. But stressful moment if you're live and hosting a radio show like that.
Oh, God. I was like tensing up just hearing it and thinking, man, somebody in the chat here on YouTube says that could have been Profar when he blocked you guys. But luckily, we made amends.
I get it. I mean, if I was a professional athlete and someone who doesn't play the game is spouting criticisms, even if they may be well-founded and even accurate, it's never going to feel good.
Sure.
So I do understand
that. They're just doing their job.
But at the same time, they are doing what they are supposed to be doing. They are authorized to be there. If they weren't doing that, they really wouldn't be doing their job.
Right. You can't have that sensitive rabbit ears.
Yeah.
You got to just let it go.
You do have to do that. Oh. Go ahead, Paulie.
All right. Talk a little Olympics here. Somebody's getting roasted for their social media post. Katie Ledecky. She is one of, if not the greatest Olympian for the United States right now. She is just spectacular for Team USA. And she graduated from Stanford back in 2021. The Pac-12. She dominated there.
She won Olympics before she got to Stanford. She won Olympics at Stanford, and now she's winning Olympics after Stanford.
Right, and of course she deserves all of the recognition and all of the accolades. And the ACC posted something yesterday. They posted a picture of Katie Ledecky in the pool. It says Olympic record. Katie Ledecky, women's swimming, 1,500 meter freestyle. Congratulations, sir. And they wrote Olympic record with the siren emoji. Ledecky bringing home the gold medal emoji. And then they wrote hashtag accomplish greatness. Hashtag Olympians made here. because, well, Stanford is now in the ACC.
Now they are.
They weren't when she was there. They haven't been before.
I'm sure they have made. I'm sure they've made some Olympians in the ACC. They did not make Katie Ledecky. Not even a little tiny bit.
Did the ACC make like Katie Ledecky? Stolen valor there.
That's what everyone's calling it. Yeah, this little stolen valor. You can't take credit for something you had absolutely nothing to do with just because after the fact, you're now associated with that school. It doesn't work that way. The Atlanta Braves used to be in the NL West. When they won the World Series a couple of years, it's not a world. Congratulations, the NL West champion Atlanta Braves have won the World Series. No, they're in the NL East now. It doesn't work that way. You can't take credit after the fact for a school that wasn't in your conference then.
That's so funny.
It's sad enough that the Pac-12 is pretty much gone to the Pac-2. Don't start taking all their historical records as well.
Somebody said, "What are you doing? The Pac-12 didn't die for this." That's funny.
All right, finally, a little do this.
DD mega doo-doo.
I love when celebrities and athletes are just cool, especially with young fans. Like, are willing to engage, willing to give them a few minutes and talk to them. Probably better than I am at it, actually. But this story involves a famous U.S. soccer player, Christian Pulisic, who was at Yankee Stadium this week, and he was with a couple of other kind of big-name soccer players, and this little young fan who's wearing, I think, what is that, a Manchester United jersey, comes up to them. They're like in a lounge area, and he is just starstruck. Christian Pulisic is there. Please, can I get a picture? I would love to get a picture with Christian Pulisic. He was absolutely. So the kid says, I need someone to take the picture, and asks the lady who's standing next to them, would you take our picture? I just would love the picture. The lady he asked is Rihanna to take the picture. And Rihanna could not have been nicer about it. She just absolutely. And she takes a bunch of pictures of the kid and Christian Pulisic and a couple of other soccer players. Kid seems totally unaware of who he just asked to take the picture.
The billionaire, iconic superstar Rihanna, my beloved Rihanna. That is.
Look at her. I mean, we've got the video on
her
feed.
She's awesome. Yeah, I'm watching the video. She's taking all the photos.
Now everyone's getting in the picture. All the kids are getting in the picture.
Get everybody in there. She's doing a great job. But this.
The kid just has no idea. That's actually.
That's on the parents. We've got to do a better job of raising these kids.
I could see young Ben making the same mistake. Like, ooh, I want to take a picture with Gary Templeton. Here, Michael Jackson, can you take the picture for me? Thank you. Because I am enamored with sports stars and don't know enough pop culture.
Has
what's
no
going
idea
on.
Who she is. That's that's unbelievable.
I hope someone said you might actually want to take a picture with the person who's taking the picture as well. Even if you don't want it now.
Christian Pulisic, would you mind taking a photo of us?
5 years, when you're like 15 or 16, you're actually going to want this other picture more than the picture of you and me, says Christian Pulisic. So.
Yes. Oh, God, that's funny.
I'd be showing everyone the picture and go, you know who took this picture? Rihanna took this picture. No, she's not in it. Well,
why didn't she get a picture with her?
No, she's just taking the picture.
What's she mean? No, she was cool as hell. She would have. Yeah. Oh, God, that's funny.
And that's what I mean, it's a cool moment, and that's why.
And that's absolutely something you would have done.
Do this. Yeah, it is something I would do that on a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Dominic said, I took a picture with Gary Templeton when I was a kid. Dad took the picture.
Sydney Sweeney,
though.
Can you take this picture of Ben and Steve Garvey? Come on.
All right, it is it's a big league Thursday. Adam Jones, it was his birthday yesterday. Gave him the day off. He continues to travel the country, making his way toward the West Coast. We're going to get to see AJ in a couple of weeks, I believe. But yeah, he is going to join us. His thoughts on the trade deadline, the Padres, and much more. That is coming up next. Then Ted Leitner in studio at the top of the hour. All ahead with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. If your supply chain demands a flexible workforce, hire with Express Employment Professionals. With contract and full-time workers from Express Employment, you get the staff you need and manage contingent labor costs. Learn more at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com. Quick update, the Olympic Golf Tournament is underway this morning in Paris. First round is wrapping up right about now. And currently, in a tie for second place, none other than a recent Ben and Woods guest and two-time major champion and defending gold medal winner, Xander Schauffele, 6 under par, 1 hole left to play. He is 2 shots behind Hideki Matsuyama of Japan, who shot an 8 under in the first round. Carlos Ortiz of Mexico is also 6 under. And then you've got Joaquin Neiman is at 5 from Chile. Emiliano Grillo from Argentina at 5, Tom Kim at 5, and then Scotty Scheffler's part of a group at 4 under. So there's your quick golf update from the Olympics in Paris today. All right, Adam Jones is standing by. We will get to the 5-time All-Star right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, Paulie says, actually, Adam Jones is not standing by. I saw you dialing it up. I figured, you know, he was going to answer because you told me like 5 minutes ago. Oh, yeah, he's confirmed. He's all ready to go. Wonder what he did for his birthday.
I know he was golfing yesterday.
Well, that's, you know, once you get addicted, and he has become addicted to the game in just the last, 3 or 4 years? That, you know, since he kind of finished his baseball career. I didn't get the sense that he golfed much until recently.
No, he, like, learned the game.
But now he's got the bug. You know, he broke... He broke 90 for the first time, and then I think he broke 80 for the first time. He's getting
80?
Better. I think
he broke 90.
He said one course. Well, he's calling in now, so we'll get an update on what he did for his birthday and his golf game. Yeah, well, we got to play his intro music,
so
go ahead and fire that up for Adam Jones.
California.
All right, putting you right on the air. Happy belated birthday to you, AJ. What'd you do for your birthday yesterday?
Well, today is my actual birthday.
Oh, it is. Well, then happy birthday today. I thought it was yesterday.
Thank you. No, it's today. So I'm multitasking. I'm sitting in a board meeting right now as I talk to you guys. Hey, you already know. But yesterday I spent my last day in my 38 year. I played BCC out here in Baltimore. I shot an 86 from the twos, which was 6,600 yards. And I'm extremely happy. The short game was working. And it's a good way to go into 39.
I said you got the bug now, and now it's hard to give it up once you've got the golf bug. So technically, you are starting your 40th year on this planet today. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday,
brother.
Thank you.
What a blessing. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Let's talk about what happened at the trade deadline. Obviously, there were a lot of moves, maybe more quantity than quality, but the Padres were busy adding to their bullpen. Just give us some of your thoughts on what went down in the last couple of days in Major League Baseball.
Well, I mean, I think the bigger names didn't go. Obviously, the Scooble, Snell were the top two names.
Crochet.
They didn't get moved. Crochet, yeah, didn't get moved. And you know what? I had John Morosi on my podcast, which released today, and he made a good point. He said, look, if these teams aren't going to win in 2.5 years, what's the point of keeping them? Like, is Detroit this offseason going to sign Alex Bregman or sign something big to where, okay, we got a lot of young talent, we got some young pitching. Are they going to do that this offseason? I don't think so. Why not get rid of him? Not get rid of him, obviously trade him and get some really good young players that can fill the holes you need. I think last year we talked about it, Ohtani. The Angels blew that. We all know that. Come on. You could have rebuilt your whole organization with that one trade. And they just decided to just like, oh, let's just keep it for 2 months. And then, August 6th, he's hurt for the rest of the year. So that was a big miss thing, too. And it's just about what's your real goals with it. You know, I like the Orioles' moves. Obviously, they need pitching. They need pitching for next year because they have 3 guys that are in, possibly 4 with Corbin Burns, which is a looming free agent. So they got starting pitching for next year with Eflin's under contract, and Rogers is 2 years under contract. So they might not be the biggest things, and everybody wanted the Orioles to get Scooble, obviously. But I think with Rogers in a new place, his record doesn't look good in Miami, but Miami's not a good team. With playing in Baltimore, I think he might like it a little bit more, pitching in to righties and letting them hit it as far as they could, 300, 400 feet to left field, as you just got to see out here in Baltimore. So I think the moves are good. They're not big blockbuster, but I think they fit the needs of what the Orioles needed.
Speaking of the Orioles, obviously it was a fun series, Padres and Orioles, since we last chatted. Profar had his big two home run game, and then Manny got one in his return to Camden Yards, and of course the Orioles won that series finale. Just what are some of your observations from that series? I don't know, did you go to, what games were you there for?
Yeah, I was there for the Friday and Saturday, Friday and Sunday. So I congratulated my guy Machado on his 1,000th RBI. That's a great.
Yep.
I mean, he's had his first one there and has had his 1,000th there. I think that's a hell of an accomplishment in the game of baseball. But no, it was good. I mean, obviously the Orioles, they're playing well. They're fighting for playoffs. The Padres obviously fighting for playoffs. I think it's really good. It was a double-edged sword. People are like, who are you really rooting for? I'm like, the Padres need the wins a little more. You know what I mean? Just a little more than the Orioles needing them. But again, it was a good series. I'm glad, you know, I was able to cheer both sides of it. But again, the Padres look good. Cease has looked really good. The offenses look good. The most important thing, obviously, we know going down the stretch, there's no more moves to be made. So you're going to have to really, again, be dynamic. Play the game to win, and it's not about numbers anymore. You got 60 games to go. We always talk about that. This is the point where you want to be fighting for a playoff spot on August 1st, and it's time to play unselfish baseball. The numbers are going to be what they are, and it's about going after wins now.
Adam Jones is with us here. Woodsy's in Hawaii. He's doing his best Adam Jones impression this week on his vacation to Kauai, but he'll be back next Wednesday for you, AJ. I wanted to ask you, so last night Padres, they took apart Clayton Kershaw pretty good. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just his second start. I'm not saying that it's time to hang it up. However, didn't look like the Kershaw of the past, didn't get a strikeout, first time in 424 career starts that he didn't get one. We talked to you as you were wrapping up your career and you went over to Japan. What is that like at the end when you're not, you know, you're not the same player that you used to be? You're not five-time All-Star Adam Jones, but you still feel like you got something to contribute. You know, what's that calculation like? Like when you're trying to decide when it is time to end it, or maybe I can squeeze another year or two out of this?
I mean, I had two instances that exactly told me I was done, and it was in Japan. So the first one was I was in right field, a ball was hit down the right field line, and as I'm getting the ball, I'm just like, all right, it's a double, just throw it to the cutoff man. As I'm getting up and throwing, the guy's damn near sliding in the third base. And I look, so I go inside, I look on video, I'm moving like a slug. Okay? I'm like, I've never allowed a triple in a ball that didn't hit the wall and kicked away. And then the next one was I hit a ball into left center field, line drive. As it's double, never been through. I've been thrown out one time by Alex Gordon at second base, okay? And that was a bullet to left, and he got it, and he was great. This was to left center field. I coast on these. As I'm running, I look up. The ball is already on its way, about to beat me there. I just slid into the out. As I'm running off the field, I just said, this is it. My wife called me and said, yeah, your son said, he cussed a little bit. He said, oh, my damn, when I got thrown out. He was like 6 years old. He said that to my wife as they're watching the game in his pajamas. So, I knew it, but I just had it. It was a humbling moment. And for me, nobody got to see it. For Kershaw, people are getting to see it. People are seeing, you know, obviously the injuries and the not being the greatest of what he was. And you know what? That's part of it. And the best thing about him is he's reinvented himself like CeCe has. He throws more breaking balls, more cutters. He's still effective. Is he going to go and give you 150 innings? No. But can he be effective, and can he be a mental tool for your organization? Can he come out and give you, a few good starts in the playoffs? Does he have those experiences? So I think more with Kershaw than mine. Obviously you're physical, but Kershaw's going to the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Of course.
He's padding his numbers. Me, I was a solid player. I was over in Japan eating all the meat and drinking all the whiskey. I was, we're a little bit different. But when the fall from grace happens, you just have to let it happen. You don't have to, don't fight it, because, again, the reason why I retired is, and this is the truth, there's no way I can compete with these 25-year-old players no more. There's just no way. Like, just no way. So once I realized that, hey, it's time to step away. It's time to go next chapter in my life. And, you know, hey, Kershaw, you made a lot of money. Obviously, I want you to win another ring. Actually, I don't.
Take it easy with that.
I don't like you that much, but I love you, you know, in the organization. But, like, you know, he's going to the Hall of Fame, and, you know, there's going to be a point where he just has to call it up. Is this his year? Was last night a point to where he said, you know what? This is it. This could be my last year. Like Kiermaier said that. He said, hey, my body is telling me I can just, you know, he's made a lot of money. He's got a beautiful family. Like it's okay to walk away from the game on your own terms and with your head held high. You don't always have to walk away with that injury with, you know, walking off with the trainer. You know what I mean? You can walk away with your head held high. It's totally okay. Poppy, he walked away with his head held high. It's totally okay.
But, you know, he's still walking to the Dodgers. Kiermaier is one of their pickups. And that's an age, you know, they've got some aging guys. And they look a little vulnerable right now, Adam. I'm sure when you're in town, you're going to see the excitement at Petco Park. Padres now just 4.5 games back. And, you know, the division hasn't been in play, really, for the Padres in a very long time. And there's some excitement building here. What do you think? I mean, obviously the Dodgers are going to get some guys back. Mookie at some point, you know, Freddie's only gone for a few days on the personal list, but are the Dodgers vulnerable enough that you think the Padres could chase them down in the last 2 months?
Oh, 100% vulnerable. I mean, Padres have won 9 out of 10. It proves that they can play at the highest level. You know what I mean? We all know that. And then again, it's just the law of average. You get on a skid. And again, I'm not putting a bad juju out there. I hope they go and stay on another 9 or 10. But the Dodgers are definitely reachable. I mean, yeah, again, the looming return of Muncy and of Mookie, I mean, those are two very, very good dynamic players. And right now with Freddie out dealing with some family issues, some personal things, I think that this is the time to attack. This is the time to, you know, it's sports. You kick them when they're down. You don't care. That you don't kick people in society when they're down, but in sports, you kick a team's whole ass when they're down. So this is the time. And I just, you know, again, hope that they stay on this. You got 60 games, man, or I don't know the exact number, but you got 2 months. It's time to kick it in that last gear. I want to see that young dude, Merrill. I want to see that because this is his rookie year. I want to see him, you know, learn and adapt to this August because we all know it's the dog days of August that start today. And, you know, the weather on the West Coast helps out with that because you're not sitting out here sweating all day like you are here on the East Coast. But, hopefully he continues to carry the team. Because I told him at the All-Star game, I said, bro, you've been the reason why the Padres have stayed. You know, he's playing great center field. He moved up from ninth to sometimes hitting fifth, like, in a rookie year. I know it's different lineups and constructions nowadays, but the Padres still have a more traditional lineup. So, you know, I'm just hoping for just some real good baseball, and the Dodgers are catchable. They are. And it's just a matter of getting you, Darvish, back, getting Musgrove healthy. Like, it's just everybody got to get healthy, and then, you know, there's no excuses.
Who would you have for your Rookie of the Year, Merrill or Skeens in the National League? It's not over yet.
It's obviously not over. I mean, I think Skeens, by his numbers, that's just him starting the All-Star game. It's not. I'm not going to use the popularity contest because he's actually disgusting. You know what I mean?
He is.
It's not like if it was a popularity contest, I would say that.
It's so harder to do it, though, as a position player, right, Adam? I mean, doing it every day is harder.
100%. Yeah, I think doing it every day is harder. But what he's been able to do, and, you know, he's drawn fans to that ballpark. Like, those are things. It's Skeens Day. But, again, there's 2 months to go. Jackson can finish with 20-plus and, you know, 20, 30. Gold glove possibilities. Like, there's a lot that still is riding on. It's 2 months to go. And to me, you know, Rookie of the Year to me is similar to an MVP. I like it when they're on winning their team and both teams are fighting for the playoffs. So I think both of their impact should be felt and we should be able to calculate that.
Jeff in our chat wanted me to pass along because he made the recommendation last week to get the mm-hmm. crab egg rolls from Jimmy's, and he says they have changed his life, Adam. So thank you for the recommendation there from Jeff in our chat last week from Baltimore.
Awesome. I just try to give recommendations. You know what I mean? I don't mess with you. I ain't gonna tell you something bad to put in your body with food. So I had a few myself.
Adam, appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you in town in a couple of weeks. Should be a lot of fun. Have a great rest of your birthday today. Celebrate 39, and we'll talk to you again soon, man.
I appreciate you, gentlemen.
There he is.
Happy birthday.
Adam Jones, the birthday boy and five-time All-Star. I find something, one of the most satisfying, like, simple pleasures in life is when you give someone a heartfelt recommendation and they absolutely love the thing that you recommend.
Right.
Isn't that just a great
feeling? We recommend
feeling?
Things all the time, but like to be like, no, you're going to die. You have to get this.
And then you're always worried. Well, but maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only one who thinks that. But then when someone goes
and pressure.
Tries something, like when I tell you the Kung Pao chicken is really good, and then Woods finally has it, and he goes, oh my God, you're right. It is the best Kung Pao chicken at Sammy's at 7 Mile.
If you hyped it up for a year and Woods had it, and he was like, ugh.
It doesn't feel good. So, when recommendations are taken and then appreciated, it's such a great feeling. All right, Uncle Teddy should be arriving shortly. Can't wait. That is coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.